I am excited to prove that I was wrong. Welcome to 96.5
The Fan. About what?
I thought it was going to be a blowout.
Oh, yeah.
I want to self-deprecate myself right out of the chute, but they won.
You know what? It really was headed to a blowout. I'm not looking at that last drive by the defense to take away from the blowout, you know, aspect of things. You know, they hung around for a little bit, but at the end of the day, the Chiefs had a 2-touchdown lead. They went to that prevent defense at the end to, you know, do whatever it is that they do. So I'll give it to you. It was still a blowout yesterday. They were up by 2 touchdowns, like 5 minutes to go in that one.
Yeah.
It's a blowout.
43-3 was my prediction.
Well, I had 72-0, so I don't think we're splitting hairs over that one, Dusty.
But a win's a win.
That's exactly right.
In the best division in the AFC.
No doubt. 3 teams in the AFC West are in the playoffs when you're waking up this morning. Denver's holding on to the 5 seed now.
Baltimore's 0-1 against the AFC West.
Yeah. 0-2. No, they're 0-2.
0-2.
Yeah,
0-2.
Yeah.
Raiders.
Yeah.
Chiefs beat the Raiders. 8-9.
Yeah.
Chiefs beat the Ravens. How you doing? And Derrick Henry was irrelevant on Sunday.
Yes, he was.
So the key that keeps the soup stirred, we were right about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we sit here today talking to you in Kansas City. Damn glad to have you on a Monday morning. It'll be bright and sunny outside by the time the show is over. But I do want to get into what that game was yesterday. A business trip. I think we all thought we were hoping for the blowout because of all the hogwash that was said before the game and the previous months and all that. But again, you go into Vegas, you win again, you leave Vegas, you're 7-0. The Chiefs now will have basically the entire week because they play Monday, so they won't really start doing anything till Thursday.
Tuesday's a Wednesday, as Andy Reid said in the post-game press conference and confused the hell out of Chris Jones yesterday during that thing. So,
man, he had a play yesterday.
Boy, did he not.
Where he just grabbed the running back's chest and then just pulled him down. Like, we had a bunch of people over watching the game, and like me and my buddy looked at each other, and I was like, that's just a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Like, that's just that. I know football is a team sport. That was a moment in time where that was a one-man band.
There were a couple of plays by him yesterday. You're just like, man, this guy really is putting up his resume for Defensive Player of the Year, is he not? I mean, my God, each game you walk away and you go, damn, Chris Jones had big plays in that game and big plays in this game. And, yeah, there was one yesterday I had written down where he just absolutely ate up the running back or the wide receiver on that end around. It was like, just threw him right down to the ground, and he had nowhere to go. Chris Jones was a beast again yesterday. But, I mean, we're headed into November now, guys. Our next game is November. October is officially over, and we sit at 7-0, and the next closest competitor is the Houston Texans at 6-2. I mean, they're still 2 games back in the loss column of Kansas City. I mean, we are starting to see the steam pick up as this thing continues to steamroll. And you mentioned the best division in football. There's really no arguing that right now. The Chiefs are in the playoffs. The Denver Broncos at 5-3. Bo Nix, shout out Bo Nix, best rookie quarterback out there. He's in the playoffs right now. And how about the Chargers sitting at 4-3 in the playoffs right now as well. 3 of these 4 teams in the postseason.
So you 100% agree that Nix is better than Daniels?
Who's in the playoffs right now? Let me tell you.
Daniels
is too. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Daniels is pretty good. Daniels is pretty good. He's pretty good. But Bo Nix got to be surprising everybody. I mean, they beat Carolina yesterday, and I get it. But, hey, they're taking care of business right now. And that game in 2 weeks is bigger than anybody thought it would be against the Denver Broncos.
I mean, look,
you know,
the Chiefs were October ready. You know, don't spit it out.
Wrong time to say that. I mean, legitimately, you couldn't have timed that any worse because you almost got shot with hot coffee, my friend.
So if you're watching us on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube, I am wearing my Royals October hoodie.
Don't spit it out, he says, as I'm taking a sip.
And Bob, this is actually kind of a funny story as we'll dive right back into the cheese, but I say October ready facetiously because I ordered my Royals October ready sweatshirt after they clinched the playoffs.
Right.
It arrived the day after they lost to the Yankees and got knocked out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I said, when'd you get that? He goes, the day after they lost. Like, literally the day after they lost. Because I was on the Fanatics website, 30% off. You can get the hoodies for $55 right now on the Fanatics website, right? Only 8 left, size large. So, if you want to get your October ready.
Size large, worn once.
Yeah, there you go.
Today.
Used.
Yeah.
But, I mean, is it as good as the 14 and 15 ones?
Technically, no.
No, it's not.
Technically, they played in October.
Yeah. It was fine. They made the playoffs. Don't act like they failed or something like that, right?
Yeah,
I mean, they're not Aaron Judge.
No. Ooh, yeah. I saw some reports about him and PEDs this weekend.
No way. Really?
I don't know. I need to check more into it.
Okay.
I need to check more into it, but it was like, I don't know what the handle was, but it was like he's being investigated.
Is he? I haven't seen that.
Could be rumors.
Okay.
You never know what's on the internet
these days. You really don't. The internet lies.
One thing that I know is not a lie is that that game, if I closed my eyes and heard the introduction of that game yesterday, yeah. That game was not in Vegas. It was in Kansas City.
Yeah, how about that? Who is the what in the background?
That guy, dude, he has no idea. He's surprised. He's like,
that is just that's an open face slap, dude. Like, that's like,
he's like, I'm not in Kansas City.
No, you're not. You're in Vegas, which is Arrowhead West, Arrowhead which is what Dan and Hughes called it when he was on the show last week. And boy, oh boy. Do the Chiefs know how to win in Alliance Stadium?
I mean, my God, Andy Reid is the winningest head coach in Alliance Stadium history, including anybody who's ever. What did I say? Alliance?
I said Alliance.
You said Alliance too.
Allegiant. I had dyslexia.
Andy Reid is the leading winner in that stadium's history. Right? He has 6 wins, which ties him with Josh McDaniels, who coached the Raiders
for 2 years.
For two years there at that stadium, ties him for the winningest head coach in that stadium's history. Can you believe? I mean, I sit here and I go, I can't believe it. I can't believe it, because like every time we throw out something like that they've done, it's like, you just can't believe it. And Andy Reid, now the winningest coach there, but you start to look at some of these Chiefs records and whatnot, and everything is occurring now. Like all of the good stuff is occurring now. Like most consecutive games won right now. We've won 9 in a row, regular season games or whatever it's been, you know, for the Kansas City Chiefs. 11 in a row is their record that came under Andy Reid. 10 in a row is their second most that they've won, all coming under Andy Reid. 9 in a row, third most that they've won in a row, all coming under Andy Reid, except for one 2003 season. And we all remember that one. Dick Vermeil and Trent Green and company in 2003 won 9 in a row. But they won 9 in a row in 13. They won 9 in a row in 17, 18, 9 in a row now. They won 10 in a row, 19-20. And in 2020, they won 11 in a row in 2015 and 2016. Andy Reid is just basically rewriting the history books on how to coach and how to win and how to do business. Like what he's doing here in Kansas City is freaking remarkable. I mean, it's just unbelievable the success that this guy is having. It's unmatched by anybody in the NFL.
Yeah, it's pure dominance. I mean, if you really look at it, I mean, they're 7-0. They don't lose this year, the month of September or October, because their next game will be in November, obviously, right? Monday night against Tampa, which, boy, gotta love the creamsicles, baby.
Boy, how good did they look yesterday?
Tampa?
The uniforms. Yeah. The game, a little bit different.
Yeah, we can get into it a little bit later, but we were talking about, you know, earlier this morning about certain teams that are now separated themselves from the pack. You know, Max Pack is something you can listen to as well. But it just seems like, man, it seems like the AFC South is probably over. Right? Jacksonville's done.
Yep.
Indianapolis is done. Their quarterback gets too tired.
Their quarterback? I never saw that in my life. We got that audio, right? Like, quarterback quits in the middle of the game.
Tennessee got absolutely obliterated by the second best team in the NFL. I mean,
oh God, Tennessee. Tennessee, like the Jets are looking at Tennessee going, at least we're not the Titans. But you used to be the Titans, but still, you know. Like,
so Houston's got the South, I think, locked up in a bag.
Yep. Indianapolis, though, is the 8th playoff team right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
and the Texans beat them twice by a total of 5 points.
I know, but Indianapolis' quarterback quit yesterday. I've never seen anything like that in the history of the world.
And now the Chiefs are 7-0 in the best division in the AFC.
That's exactly right. Yeah, leading this thing. Baltimore coming back down to earth yesterday.
Best division in the AFC. Come on.
Three playoff teams.
Yeah, three of the four teams in the division are in the playoffs.
And above 500.
Yeah, I guess the best records. Yeah, not the best football teams.
Well, no, but your record is who you are. I mean, that's the old Bill Parcells line. And I had that conversation with
AFC Sterling. North can't beat the AFC West.
Yeah. I mean, I had the conversation with Shannon Sharp years ago when he was playing for the Denver Broncos. And I said, you're better than what your record shows. He goes, no, we're not. We are what our record is. And so that's how you judge a team. I don't want to hear on paper and fantasy and gambling and all this other stuff. You are what your record is. And right now, 3 of the top 4 teams in the AFC West are in the playoffs right now. And there's no arguing that. The Miami Dolphins are 2-5. They're a 2-5 football team. Dallas is 3-4. They're a 3-4 football team. You look around the Cincinnati Bengals. Stop trying to make excuses for Cincinnati national media. They're 3-5. They got housed yesterday by Philadelphia, a team where everybody feels it's falling apart at the seams, went into the Bengals stadium, which was beautiful yesterday with that whiteout. That was awesome.
Yeah,
kicked their ass yesterday. You are what your record is.
We are who we thought they were.
That's right.
And we let them off the hook. You want to crown them? Crown their ass.
Crown that ass.
Mm. Yeah, so, I mean, Chiefs improved to 7-0. They take care of business on the road. They didn't blow them out like I wish they would have.
Yeah.
But, hey, look, 7-0, you got essentially a day, 2 days off, and then you get Tampa Bay that comes to town on Monday Night Football. But
Tampa's
lost
3 in a row now, right, if I'm not mistaken?
I know they've lost at least two in a row.
Three in a row. You might be right.
Because they lost a game where all those receivers got hurt in the same game with Evans and Godwin when they were down to the Ravens.
Right.
And then they just lost last week. I don't know if they lost 3 weeks ago. But either way, they come to town next, and they got to face this defense.
Yeah, they lost two in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. So we get into a certain player being washed, and when it was over on the other side, you're listening to Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. It is your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Back in on a Monday, 96.5 The Fan. Congratulations on waking up this morning and getting through your day. Started off, I know Mondays are tough. Bob used to hate him, and then they put two sparks in this room, and he all of a sudden starting to love Mondays.
I love Mondays when I'm sitting at 7-0 with my football team, right?
That's fair.
It's a good time to be alive right now. If we were sitting at 0-7, we'd be like, so who the Royals going to get this offseason?
Technically, your football team plays tonight.
They do play tonight, don't they? Ugh.
Is that a good Monday night game? I'm trying to figure this out. Steelers and Giants?
Steelers is a good one. Why do you think that's a good game?
The over-under's 36.
Oh, so you think it's going to be a very low-scoring football game. Yeah.
When you think... Vegas knows.
That is true. Vegas does know.
Just like Vegas knew that Kelsey wasn't washed. The man had a big day yesterday. Absolutely. Tight end day in the NFL.
Every tight end played big yesterday, right? Block Bowers. Brock
he might as well
Bowers.
Be a block.
I mean, my God, how good is he? He's really good,
he's
right?
So good. Yeah, he's good. Passed on the come.
Yeah, he's arrived, right? Like he is legit. Like that guy is unbelievable. And Travis Kelce matched him, I guess you could say, yesterday. 10 catches, 90 yards, a touchdown for Travis Kelce. Like the whole Travis Kelce is washed. People want Travis Kelce to do that every single game. And every single game, it's just not possible to go out there and get 10 for 90, but he plays big against the Raiders, and they love beating up on Oakland.
Goal to go, third down and 5 for the Chiefs. Trailing 10-7, Mahomes raises the right leg. Pass caught, Newsom! Touchdown! Kansas City on a quick slant! Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce for the 52nd time! That is third in National Football League history! Quarterback to a tight end.
Keep it together, Dusty. Yep. Keep it together, Dusty.
Travis Kelce. I'll pass along some more news and notes about Travis Kelce after that one, if I can find them. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce now are third all-time in touchdown quarterback touchdowns with 52. The next is 89. That's Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates. That may be a tough one for Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes to get to 89.
How many rings
on
that guys
list? Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates have zero
combined.
Travis? And then, three.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski,
yeah,
number 190.
That's a lot of rings here combined.
Yeah. But it's the best duo in Chiefs history, Mahomes and Travis Kelce, 52 touchdowns combined, passing Len Dawson and Otis Taylor back in the day. And then you start to scroll through a little bit more on Travis Kelce. He is one receiving touchdown behind Tony Gonzalez for the most receiving touchdowns all time in Chiefs history.
Love that.
One touchdown to go for Travis Kelce to tie Tony Gonzalez, two pass Tony Gonzalez as the guy who has the most touchdown receptions in Chiefs history. Tyreek Hill is number fourth on that list at 46.
Four.
I mean, it's crazy, right? How good Tyreek Hill really was here and have nobody, you know.
You think Tyreek Hill's got his October ready yet?
How about that game yesterday, too, right? Yeah, I mean, my God, they lose that game yesterday. But he's ready for something else in October, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
Games to be over.
Oh.
Yeah.
Will he be playing again?
In October? No.
October for Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill, he's done. October's over for him because he's got November.
Yeah, I was saying next October.
Oh, next October. Yeah, I don't know. He may be done then, too. Who knows?
We did get the text yesterday of when it was over.
Mahomes will be under center. As a fullback, it is Travis Kelce. In motion, left to right. They're going to hand it off. Kareem Hunt smashing across the right side and driving Raiders into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Kareem Hunt with power and the football and three dudes Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey, Joe Tooney blasting in front of him.
Trey Smith did clear away.
Yeah, he did.
I mean,
a big way.
Every time I see 65, I always have that offshore like thought of like, okay, when are they going to lock this guy up? Are they going to lock this guy up? Maybe they won't lock this guy up. I have no idea, but I did see that touchdown, then saw the text, and then thought to myself, Cremont's been here 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Four touchdowns?
Four touchdowns, yeah.
Gee, man,
yeah,
I mean, he's been an addition.
What a great addition to the red zone. I mean, it's been a fantastic addition, and that's Brett Veach just going out there and continuing to, you know, assert himself in Brett Veach town and go out there and just dominate everybody, because DeAndre Hopkins comes aboard yesterday. We'll get to him in just 1 minute, but it comes on the heels of going out and getting Kareem Hunt. And, you know, if Isaiah Pacheco doesn't get injured, Kareem Hunt obviously does not come here to Kansas City. And, you know, sometimes injuries are looked at as a blessing in disguise a little bit, because I don't want to say he solved the red zone issues, but you now have a power runner inside the 20-yard line that, for whatever reason, Isaiah Pacheco, as hard as he runs, was really never that guy inside the 20-yard line. Now you got a guy in Kareem Hunt who's a nice kind of comparison, if you will, to Isaiah Pacheco. The two of them together are going to be fun to watch.
Can't wait for that.
And the way that Kareem Hunt runs inside the 20, inside the 5, we've been lacking that for some time here in Kansas City, and it's great to see Kareem Hunt coming back to the fold and being a dominating force down in the red zone, where the Chiefs have struggled for the last couple of years. And now all of a sudden you get Kareem Hunt back, and all of a sudden the red zone looks a little bit more tenable than it did in the past with this organization.
It also just kind of opens up so much more. Like, I don't want them to go to their curveball yet. I want them to stick with the fastball, because no one's been able to hit it on third and one, third and short, second and goal, stuff like that. With Kareem Hunt, but the more that you have a success rate with that, the more you give yourself the ability to buckle the knees of the defense with the curveball. And obviously that's the analogy of a pitcher. Like, if you go out there and, like, let's say Lucas Hirsig's got a dynamite slider, but his fastball is overpowering. If they're not hitting your fastball, there's no need to show them your slider yet.
Right.
Until they can prove to you they can hit your fastball. Right now, your fastball on third down and short or goal line is Kareem Hunt, and it's working because he's been here 3 weeks. He's got four touchdowns, to where, you know, you're going to start seeing that anytime number go lower and lower and lower in the minus, to where, like, I think this past Sunday, I think it was like minus 180.
Oh, it was that low.
I think it's either 180 or 170. I did take an anytime Travis Kelce touchdown. It hit. Unfortunately, we talk about DeAndre Hopkins. I thought he'd have a little bit more of a productive game. Started off hot, two for 29, had the big 18-yard catch. I think it was 18, maybe it was 13. Big play in the first drive. Mahomes looked methodical, looked great. 5 for 5, 54 or 55 yards passing, and the touchdown to cap it off.
Yeah,
to Travis,
the 13-yard pass on 3rd and 7.
That's what it was, And so I'm like, okay, 3rd and 7, 13-yard pass, sticking to the script right there, which we get into a little bit later. But I was like, that's the script. You know, find DeAndre Hopkins on a down where it's like, because those 3rd and 7 plays, they're tough, and you got to execute those if you want to keep drives alive. And you see teams that struggle throughout, you know, week by week. Where do they struggle at? Turnovers and not converting on third downs. The Chiefs were excellent yesterday on converting on third down. Again, another tip pass for an interception. Then Mahomes would finally get lucky with a tip pass.
Right.
But I would have liked to see maybe a few more targets or a few more playing time on the field. Because I saw one shot where they put in a new group and DeAndre Hopkins was on the sideline. It was kind of one of those, like, man, I want to get out there. And it's like, you'll get there. Trust me, you'll get there. Just ask Kareem. Like, he eased his way in it.
Right.
And, you know, next week you get the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Not a great defense over there as well.
Do they play the Tampa 2 there? Is that where they play that? But no, but I think this is the week we're going to see DeAndre Hopkins unleash, Dusty. I think having the extra day Monday now, with the game being a week from tonight, you get that extra day to prepare. They gave him a limited role kind of going into that game and kind of did what we thought he would do yesterday. Nothing spectacular. I mean, 30 yards receiving, but had a big play when you needed it on a 3rd and 7. He went right to DeAndre Hopkins with 13:42. To go in the first quarter. I mean, they went right to DeAndre Hopkins at that time. But, you know, I know that I've talked to some folks. They want to get him worked in more. They wanted to get him worked in more yesterday. But you know what? When you have Travis Kelce going 10 for 90 and he's doing his thing out there, you continue to feed the hot hand. But now they get to kind of hit that reset button, because DeAndre didn't arrive here till Wednesday night last week, right? So you really only had Thursday and Friday to truly get him up to speed for that game. And so they got him, you know, a couple of plays and a couple of things that he could do. And he did it, and he went out there and asserted himself and made his presence known. But I think a week from tonight, I think we're going to see a big unleashing of DeAndre Hopkins, because now you're going to have a full week of getting him into the fold. And while they're off Monday and Tuesday, I would imagine DeAndre Hopkins is probably going to be in there with Matt Nagy and Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid trying to figure some things out. Because I think a week from tonight, if you want to start taking like and looking like at the overs for DeAndre Hopkins, I think Monday is going to be his coming out party here in Kansas City.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting, too, because certain people, you know, try to think they know what they're talking about or, you know, whatever it may be. And I thought it was interesting that when I was looking at James Palmer's tweet before the game, he said, expect DeAndre Hopkins to play today and actually play a good amount. A few factors played into this. Hop's football IQ, the Chiefs work they put in on Hopkins during the free agent before the 2023 season, and especially wide receiver coach Connor Embry, who got Hopkins up to speed. That wasn't the case.
No.
It just wasn't. I don't know where, you know, that's just an opinion, I guess. I don't know. I don't know, like, if you're getting that information somewhere else, but that just, it wasn't the case. And I thought that, you know, this is one of those classic things where, like, you get a guy, complex offense, even DeAndre Hopkins, who's a veteran, who's, you know, potential Hall of Famer. I've heard other people say that besides this show, including the one that you'll hear after us, 10-2. By the way, I think Alex Gold just landed in Kansas City.
Did he tell you that? Did you get a text message or something about that?
He said on Friday he was going to text me at 5 o'clock in the morning to see if I was up, and I was like, please.
He hasn't texted me, and I'm his dad.
Yeah, and he said he was getting back around 4:45, so it should be a good show from 10-2 to see how the thirst trap Mr. Gold's doing. You're aware of what a thirst trap is,
right? Oh, yeah,
right?
I've told my daughters I'm a thirst trap, and they roll their eyes. They don't like that.
Yeah, he did his live prediction in the pool shirtless with sunglasses.
No, he did not.
Oh,
good for him. See, he learns from his old man. Yeah. I tell you.
Somebody,
I told my daughter, no, I said, most people think your dad's a thirst trap. Mm-hmm. And they go, what?
I understand why they roll their eyes.
Why?
But yes. I mean, it's on camera.
Look at this.
You sure about that?
Oh, dad.
You talk about dad bods. Let's talk about the Patrick Mahomes effect of the first 2 months of the season. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but
hasn't been great numbers wise, right?
But 7-0.
Yeah, 7. That's the only number that matters.
And just knows how to get it done, knows how to keep it that way. And I thought that the most important part of the game yesterday was that final drive of theirs, that they just absolutely drained that clock. And the Raiders had to go for it on fourth down. They did not get it. And that's what we talk about with like Mitch Holtis and Danon Hughes and Derek Johnson, who will join us later today in about an hour. That he affects the other teams in more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.
The defense not only has to play against him, the head coach has to coach against him, and then the offense has to sit there and be like, okay, what is Mahomes going to do, and when are we going to get the ball back? Not only that, they stopped the Vegas Raiders and got the ball back in the first half towards the end of the game and were able to go down and get a field goal, I believe, with Harrison Butker, right? Is that how the first half ended? And they kicked off and then the Raiders got the ball.
Yeah, they went
the
down
half.
There at the end of the first half with 8 seconds left, hit a 42-yard field goal to go up 7.
Most teams are like, you know, you look at that as most teams
sit on that.
Right, and and when you go down and think about that, I think we're spoiled as Chiefs consumers or by the fan and all of you out there listening, that when you watch the Chiefs go down and do that and get a field goal, and it's like, all right, 42-yard field goal, yeah, whatever. Like, there are teams that, like, literally cannot do that. Mm-hmm. Like, you watched two teams last night in Dallas and San Francisco. Dallas can't do that. Like, they just don't have that fortitude to, like, know in their mind that they have, and they have a great kicker. Like, they know they only got to get to a certain point, whereas, like, Mahomes knows, like, if I have this much time, but not only that, that's not the scariest part about that with the Mahomes dominance that he has and, like, being able to manage the game. And I know the numbers aren't there, right? What, he throw one touchdown yesterday, one interception?
Yeah.
Two touchdowns. That's right, two touchdowns. And one interception now has, what, 7 touchdowns and 9 interceptions on the year?
Mm-hmm. But he also has a 7-0 record, right?
It's 8 touchdowns and 9 interceptions?
I think so.
Because he went to the game with, what, 6-8?
He has more interceptions than touchdowns on the season right now.
And yet he's 7-0.
And that's because they just know how to win games.
And the defense is an amazing defense.
They're just stellar, right? But you bring up that last kind of drive before halftime. It's a 3rd and 8. They sent McDuffie on the blitz, right? Here he comes, and he's going after whoever was playing quarterback yesterday, Aiden McDuffie or whoever. He screwed up the entire play. They have to punt with 1:02 left on the clock. You punt with 1:02 left on the clock before halftime, you know you're giving up points to the Chiefs. It just matters if you're giving up 3 or if you're giving up seven. P. Ryan has a nice play, the Kelsey, and then the flip to P. Ryan, which was clearly a design play on that one. Worthy had a big reception on that one. Hopkins had a 16-yarder, and then you set yourself up for a 42-yard field goal to make it 17-10 at halftime, and now you've opened a full touchdown lead, and that's got to be demoralizing to the Raiders, even though they were getting the ball back, you know, to start the half. They had an opportunity to kind of close that gap. They didn't. Chiefs took advantage, and here we sit now at 7-0. But this is what Patrick Mahomes does against this division: 32-5 versus the AFC West. I mean, that's just 32-5 against the AFC West is just stupid. And he's 19-1 now on the road against the AFC West. The only road game that they lost, if I'm not mistaken, is the flu game, right?
Last year in Denver.
The flu game where Patrick Mahomes was sick.
So he's never lost in L.A.?
No. No. Damn. 19-1 against the AFC West on the road.
That's insane. And his only loss is a flu game?
The flu game.
That's amazing.
Right? I'm not mistaken by that, right? That's the number CBS gave after the game yesterday.
Yep.
And the only loss is that flu game last year in Denver.
That's insane.
Where he was sick, barely played.
Barely played.
Barely played that game. Was out there, but didn't play.
Can I sound like an old man for a second?
Sure.
I was bitching and complaining about every flag in the last 7 minutes of this game.
Well, because it just kept taking forever.
I felt like, right? And I was that guy's like, oh, here comes another flag. There was so much laundry on the end of that, like the second half in general, where it was like, it felt to me, here comes the golf analogy, when you go play golf in the afternoon on a weekend, and every single tee box is a 12 to 13 minute wait.
Oh,
and you're
I can't get into the rhythm.
Like my buddy played Sunday, teed off at 8:30, didn't get done until 2:15.
Yeah, that's it. I was like, dude, at the turn,
I'm out.
And people are playing about baseball with a pace of play.
Right.
My God. You could have played three World Series games in that span.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the thing about the end of this game is I was like, this is taking forever. I was like, there's a flag every play. Wanya Morris is being targeted. I don't know if it's Juwan Taylor, they just gave up, but I'm like, every time I watch the snap, I'm like, he jumped.
Juwan didn't get a flag yesterday, if I'm mistaken. That may be the first time ever, right?
Did anybody else watch that and think? Like, every snap, like, calm down. Like, half a second later.
They have to protect the league from Max Crosby. And so if you allow Juwan Taylor to get a split-second head start to make sure that he's in position to block Max Crosby, they're going to go with that. Wanye Morris.
Yeah, yesterday was Wanye Morris's day.
Wanye Morris had a day yesterday. Yeah. Give him a round of applause on the tip of the cap. He put on a show yesterday. I put 8 penalties all on Wanye Morris. Like, he put on a blocking display yesterday that you look at and you go, they may need to upgrade that position, but at this point in time, I think you're just going to have to play through it. I mean, I just think you're going to have to play through it. I mean, we're through October right now. We got 8 days to the trade deadline. I don't know if you're going to be able to go out and find left tackle you or somebody out there to put at that spot. But Wanya Morris, man, baptism by fire. Enjoy your run through the AFC West.
Yeah, if they haven't given Donovan Smith a call by now, then I don't expect that to be happening.
Probably. So. Today, Donovan Smith signs with the Chiefs.
He's still sitting there on his couch.
You think they are done adding anybody?
I don't think. No, I think if the opportunity presents itself.
They had another defensive injury.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So now they've flipped the sides.
Right.
Now where you were injured on offense all the time, now you're starting to get injured on defensive side. What was the guy's name that got hurt this weekend?
Was it Roland Wallace?
Yeah, Roland Wallace. Yeah, the guy we never heard of a week ago. Yeah. He was in on blitzes and doing some things, and I still haven't heard of him. But you know, maybe you explore. I mean, you obviously have to keep looking. I mean, and that's what Brett Veach is doing. He's combing the waiver wire, looking for trades. And, you know, more teams, obviously, with their losses yesterday, probably have fallen out of the mix right now. I think you probably want to call, I don't know, Jacksonville and see what they got going on at their defensive back position. Maybe Miami falling to 2-5. The Jets now, I think, officially waving the white flag. You're sitting at 2-6 and just lost to the New England Patriots. You got to be on the horn with those people and find out what's
Ramsey
going
got
on there.
Cooked by a rookie yesterday too. Did you see that touchdown by Marvin Harrison Jr. in the corner of the end zone from our guy Kyler Murray?
How about
Kyler Murray?
How about them winning that game yesterday too?
Big.
I mean, yeah.
They just beat Miami and the Chargers in back-to-back weeks.
My God, how about that? Arizona, the 4 seed right now at 4-4.
Is the NFC better than the AFC?
Yes.
Is it close?
The fourth best team in the AFC, Arizona 4-4.
That's the NFC.
But go right. The fourth best team in the AFC is 5-2.
Yeah, but go look at the 10th best team and then tell me.
The depth is not even close. Miami at 2-5. The 10th best team is San Francisco at 4-4.
The depth is not even close.
San Francisco's not a good team, though. Tampa's not a good team. Seattle's not a good team.
Who did you say? Miami versus San Francisco?
Yeah.
Versus Tampa?
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't think Tampa's anything special. They've lost two
Baker
in a row.
Baker was like amazing yesterday without Godwin or Evans. It was pretty impressive to me.
Yeah, they're
but
cooked.
Kirk Cousins was better.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins just wants to play Tampa Bay every single
every
week.
Seriously. Yeah, every
just
week.
Absolutely. What's he got, like 900 passing yards against them in
yes,
two games?
He does.
He go for four bills yesterday?
I think he did.
And yeah. You want to judge a conference based on the 10th team in there right now? Mm-hmm. I think
it's week eight.
I know, but I think we know who the good teams are. You're in the playoffs right now. Detroit, obviously, is by far the best team in the NFC. It's not even close. I don't think there's an argument to be made.
Are they better than the Chiefs?
No, in the NFC.
I know, but I'm saying, are they better than the Chiefs?
I don't think so. No, I don't. Because
everybody says they score at will, but I'm like, we've seen this story before, and we've seen how this develops.
Yeah,
the where Chiefs a team in the NFC has an offense that's overpowering, and then they play in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs, and it's like, what happened to that offense?
Yeah, they
like
22
they met
points.
This defense.
Right, yeah. Exactly. That's so, why, no, I don't think they are better.
I would love to see them play this year. I really would. Like, I would love nothing more than to see like Detroit, Kansas City this year midseason, and then hopefully it foils over because their offense is scoring at will, and Dan Campbell is not worried about your feelings, which is awesome.
Awesome, yeah.
And
I needed 60 yesterday. They got me 52.
And that's 2 weeks of 50-point hangers on defenses, and it's also in a point where, like, it's not like it's 52-48. It's like 52-17.
Yeah.
And they're still running, like, they don't take their foot off the gas.
Nor
and
should you win an NFL game.
But I would love to see that offense against this Chiefs defense. That's what I'm getting ready for. I'm ready for that Super Bowl, man.
I think we're headed towards that Super Bowl because I think the Chiefs and the Lions are by far the two best teams.
And there is a gap.
And there's a huge gap.
Because
yes.
You can't sell me on Baltimore right now, who's lost to the Vegas Raiders and the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns, without Amari Cooper, okay, and without their starting quarterback, which is the best thing ever, which is so funny to me that we've been screaming for Jameis Winston to play, and it's the best the Browns have looked all year.
And they will probably go back to being the Browns next week.
Sure.
You get that backup quarterback bump, but it took care of the Baltimore Ravens. But, I mean, after Detroit, you think Washington's really the second best team in the NFC?
No, the Packers are.
Atlanta's the third best team in the NFC. Arizona's the fourth best team in the NFC. Green Bay's the fifth best team.
Who do you think?
No, you're just going by record.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you judge things.
The Packers are a better
sports.
Record than any of the teams you just mentioned besides the Lions.
And they're not. They're the fifth seed right now. They're
6-2.
I understand that, but they're still the sixth seed. I mean, if they're better than the Lions, they would be better than
the
Lions.
No, but I said
right
they're better
now.
Than every team you mentioned besides the Lions.
Same record as the Commanders. One more win than the Falcons, and then obviously Arizona being at 4-4. That division's up for grabs out there. But Green Bay, how did they do yesterday?
They won.
Barely, right?
But their starting quarterback got hurt.
I understand that.
So that they still won.
They still won. How good is Jordan Love then? Is he still in the MVP conversation? I don't think so.
He got hurt yesterday, but yesterday.
Second time he's been hurt and they've won without him, right?
Same injury.
It's absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That shows how good of a team they are.
Well, maybe they are, yeah. So you can't count him as MVP if the team is still winning when he's
absolutely.
Not there.
Absolutely. No, you can't.
You can't.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think right now you could have a conversation about...
And I'm not trying to defend the Dolphins here or defend the AFC, but I think we've got our good teams now. We know who's good, and the rest, you don't stand. How many teams can win the Super Bowl right now in the NFL? Detroit, Kansas City?
Green Bay. They have a good offense. They have a good enough defense.
Yeah, San Francisco.
I think Buffalo could win the Super Bowl.
San Francisco's got to be mentioned.
They did win last night, so they're still at 500.
The 10th best team in the NFC.
And they're going to get Christian McCaffrey back in 2 weeks.
Is that what they're telling you?
They said week 10.
Is that what they're saying?
That's what they said.
That's what they're saying.
Those are minor reactions. We get to our overreactions on the other side. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, and Dusty Morey with you here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
Goal to go, third down and 5 for the Chiefs. Trailing 10-7, Mahomes races the right leg. Pass, Cognerson! Touchdown! Kansas City on a quick slant. Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce for the 52nd time. That is third in National Football League history. Quarterback to a tight end.
There it is. That's Travis Kelce's first touchdown of the season.
It definitely is his first touchdown of the season. I called that in my notes the Kelce drive because it was like Kelce after Kelce after Kelce. I mean, there was a 9-yard reception for Travis Kelce on that play. I mean, you had the a couple of Noah Gray plays as well. A Kelce shovel pass, a Kelce 8-yard reception to kind of start that drive. That was they featured the hell out of Travis Kelce on that drive, and it ended up obviously with his first touchdown of the season.
Yeah.
It took us so long to get there with Travis Kelce getting that first touchdown of the season, but he was big on that drive and finished it off with a score. So always good to see Travis get into the end zone, and that made it 13, and that's Taylor Swift's number, as you know, 13. The extra point made it 14. There were a couple other Taylor Swift things that went along with that touchdown that my wife notified me of after he scored that touchdown. So congratulations, Travis. Congratulations, Chiefs. You're sitting at 7-0. There's no other undefeated teams in the NFL. Let's go.
Woo. Who leads the Chiefs in touchdowns? Do you know?
Kareem Hunt.
It has to be, yeah. Right?
It's Xavier Worthy with 5.
Oh, wow. Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, because he had 2 in that first game. Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. Kareem with 4.
That Kareem with 4, Xavier Worthy with 5, Travis with 1.
Yep. What is what is Tyreek Hill's record for rookie touchdowns? Is it 9?
Did he get? Yeah, I think that was right.
Is that who has
that
it?
That sounds right. That
I think
does.
It's 9 for Tyreek.
Sounds
Hill.
Right.
It is Overreaction Monday. I'll start off as we do these every Monday, and we also will get into the script a little bit later. Also, don't forget Derek Johnson in about 30 minutes. Dallas is done. Sorry, Mike. I know you're listening, driving around. I love you, brother, but Dallas is done.
Are people still like identifying as a Dallas Cowboy fan this day?
He lives and dies, man. I give it to him every year. I say, hey, man, if you want, I'll give you one last year. You can switch over. His wife and his three girls, all perfect family. They all root for the Chiefs, and he's the lone Dallas Cowboy.
Why is he a holdout? Why is he a Dallas fan?
He's a trooper, man. Right. I respect it. Kyler Murray should be in the MVP conversation.
All right.
It seems like a year where the MVP is wide open.
Who is the MVP of the NFL right now?
Excuse me?
Jared Goff.
Oh, wow. Look at you. You're a golfer. I love it. Big time golfer. If you asked, it's not Lamar goes down a peg.
Patrick
Mahomes is there, obviously.
Yeah.
But Jared Goff is in the conversation.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's there. 0 interceptions still, right?
Yeah, 0 turnovers. Yeah.
So he's not turning the ball over. The Bills are winning. They have their Super Bowl in 3 weeks.
Yes, they do. It's coming up fast for them.
Max Crosby just had his Super Bowl where he was talking a bunch of garbage and then wanted to dap up Kareem Hunt. Made no sense. Either own it or don't.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Dude's a clown.
Who was it? Trent Green on the broadcast
made fun of it.
Yeah, he did. He goes, let's act like we're friends so the ref doesn't penalize us.
Yeah.
I love that.
Again, this is overreaction. Denver's a legit threat to everyone but the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC.
Wow. 5-3, baby. I don't care that they beat Carolina. You beat another NFL team. You're 2 games over 500 right now. Ask the Jets if they'd like to switch places with Denver.
Sean Payton got his mojo back, baby.
Maybe.
Went back and found his frozen self, poured out the mojo, and then injected himself with it.
Back to New Orleans. He must have found something he left.
That's right. And Chiefs-Lions would be the best Super Bowl we've ever seen.
It could be fun. Yeah.
I mean, think about all the storylines, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jared Goff always beats Mahomes. Dan Campbell led his team to the promised land. Everybody but Missouri and Kansas will be rooting for Detroit.
No doubt.
Chiefs beat the Detroit Lions. They're assumingly hated by the world.
Right. Because Detroit will be that sympathetic team in the Super Bowl.
And I think that would be electric. Here comes the Detroit Lions. They average 41 points a game. Here's the Chiefs. They haven't allowed 30 points in a game since 2 years ago when they played in the exact same game they're in right now against Detroit Lions.
Right.
My last overreaction is we will not have a 1,200-yard receiver this year.
Wow. All right.
In the NFL.
Whoa. The leading receiver right now after week 8 is Ja'Marr Chase with 674.
Still,
they had a bye week.
Right.
Right. So 674, they're one less game. But if he's going to go on pace the rest of the season, he would barely get to 1,200-yard receiving. He's your leading wide receiver in the NFL. And a day and age where we thought the wide receiver was the ultimate weapon, seems like running backs are playing a little part saying, don't sleep yet. Oh, one last overreaction. Rookie of the year is over.
Yeah, Bo Nix, clearly.
Rookie of the year made Mac Morey go outside and smoke 3 cigarettes. You hear about his parlay that he lost?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's my overreaction. So on to you, boys.
Yeah, that is a good one. What did you say right before Oh, the receiving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, Brett Veach kind of knew. Like, I hate to keep going back to, like, Brett knows what he's doing.
We're living here in Brett Veach town.
2 years ago, realized that he goes, I'm not spending money on the receivers. And I think yesterday,
again,
too.
Again, it's an overreaction. There could be, like, three at the end of the year. But right now.
It's crazy.
Monday.
But it's like 1,400, 1,500.
Yeah, but I'll take your receiver one step further yesterday. Yeah. We saw, as Tua wasn't anything special yesterday, but we saw the difference that a competent quarterback obviously makes. And if you're going out and spending money on a wide receiver and you don't have a competent quarterback, you're just stupid. It's a waste of time. Because Tyreek Hill nobody talked about Tyreek Hill for 3 weeks when Tua was out. He comes back in, Tyreek Hill's back in the mix and had himself a nice day yesterday. So if you have like a Trevor Lawrence and you're investing in Christian Kirk, that's a bad investment. You need to invest in your quarterback before you worry about investing in your wide receivers. Mac, you want to go?
Yeah, sure. I'll go real quick. Texans have serious problems.
I don't disagree with that.
Nico, man.
They need Nico back because now with Diggs going down, my God. I mean, that's big.
It's huge. It's huge. And I just feel like, you know, we crowned this Bobby Slowick guy last year, and now he can't get it done without Nico Collins. So I'm worried about them. You're only as good as your players are, right? And they have good players. I'm just like, do better. They're going to be the fourth seed, and if it weren't for the AFC South, they would not be the division winners. They've beaten the Colts twice by a total of 5 points. The Bills, second best team in the AFC, third best team in the NFL. And the Jets are the biggest. I don't even know. Sham isn't the right word. They're the biggest.
Sham? Wow! Get it now! Billy Mays!
Was he Shamwell?
I think he was everything, wasn't he?
OxyClean.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Billy Mays for OxyClean.
Billy Mays here. He did Chipotle way.
Chipotle.
Are you tired of crapping your pants blood after eating Chipotle? Well, yeah, I'm Billy Mays, and you can have Chipotle way. Yeah, God, I missed that, man. Cocaine killed that dude.
Did it?
Yeah.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah.
You know that for a fact?
100%. Oh. Died of a heart attack in the hospital with the cocaine all in his system.
No, oh, yeah. Really? I didn't know that.
The writing was on the wall.
Oh, man.
You're that excited so about OxyClean?
Yeah, you got to get excited about
that. I can't get
that.
The stains out of my wife's clothes.
OxyClean saved the day.
Hell, he might have been snorting OxyClean. We don't know.
We do not know that. Yes.
Are you tired of bloody noses? Put OxyClean up there with a key bump. Hell, I do. Anyways. Oh, crap. That's what it sounded like in the basement with Billy Mays.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, man, you got any more of that Oxy? Nah, it's gone, man.
OxyClean!
What happened to Dad? He snorted his way to God.
Yeah. He had OxyClean in his system.
Dude's got a clean body with a dirty nose.
My overreaction. Cincinnati is D-O-N-E, done as dinner. The Lions are going to roll right to the Super Bowl. The Jets being in the street fight with the Patriots yesterday really shows you how bad a team the Jets are. Enough with this. The Jets aren't that bad. They lost to New England yesterday. If the Jets were a decent team, they just motorboat a bad team like the Patriots. They did not. The Texans are no longer the top competition for the Chiefs in the AFC. Tua back, I talked about it, should make everybody realize the value of paying a wide receiver without having a good quarterback and how much of a waste of money that truly is. So a lot of good overreactions. You can text in yours as well on the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Let us know your overreaction from the week of sports. We still need to get to this Anthony Richardson stuff too,
yes.
Right? I mean, we got to get to this guy.
Anthony Richardson?
Yeah.
You mean the guy who's tired?
Man, tired. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there, what I did, and I don't think I was gonna be able to go that next play, so I just, this whole thing, I just needed a break right there.
He took himself out of the game because he was tired after running. Could you imagine Patrick Mahomes doing that? Patrick Mahomes got that 13-yard run on 3rd and 12. Could you imagine him going, I'm tired.
I need
Carson, take over.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Especially Anthony Richard, I'd cut him. I absolutely, and that's not an overreaction.
Okay.
Cut his ass.
All right.
He's not any good anyway.
Hold on to that take. We'll get to it on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. It is your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.